In the name of Jesus. A great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, a husband and a wife return home from the hospital with their newborn child. It's something that happens rather often around here these days, isn't it? It's something that has recently happened for myself and my wife, Cheryl, as well, as many of you know. A husband and a wife return home from the hospital with their newborn child. What a glorious day it is for both of them. For husband and wife alike are filled with a genuine sense of awe at the miracle of birth. It is a remarkable time. So with the time comes a correspondingly remarkable moment of apparent clarity for the two. All too often, life seems the personal equivalent of stop-and-go traffic during the late afternoon rush hour. There you are, stuck in traffic. There you are in the midst of the chaos with no clear end in sight. But witnessing the miracle of life, witnessing its entrance into this world, embracing that life and taking personal responsibility for it, to the extent that it is your own personal responsibility, of course. All this has a tendency to center a person, doesn't it? All this has a tendency, even if only temporarily, to create a certain amount of what you might call serene focus. So at least for the moment, at least for our husband and his wife, much about life at this particular moment, much about its most fundamental priorities, seems all of a sudden clear. So charged with excitement, charged with a genuine sense of anticipation for the future, they return home with their newborn child. Our lives will never be the same, they say to one another. Our lives will never be the same. Boy, talk about gross understatement. How profoundly right they are. How profoundly true this is. And at least for the moment, they get it, do the two. They see things clearly, and they get it, don't they? Or do they? Will lessons come fast and furious as soon as they get home? A great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people. How profoundly right the people in and around the city of Nain are. How profoundly right on they are. They get it, it would seem. They get it, don't they? Or do they? Or is it only with the passage of time that some will know? Is it only with the passage of time that some will see how right they really were when they greeted him that day as a great prophet? A great prophet has risen among us. God has visited his people. True enough. But But so much more is going on than what they seem to see. Jesus is no mere second Elijah, raising the dead like Elijah before him. However great that first Elijah may have been, Jesus is no mere second Elijah. And God now is visiting his people not as he has before. Do they really get it? The only begotten son of the city of Nain, that dead son that they were carrying out of the city, the only begotten son of the city of Nain, whom Jesus raised from the dead, whom Jesus returned to his mother, that she might no longer be both husbandless and sonless, that son, that moment when Jesus raised him from the dead, that was a remarkable moment, was it not? But that son returned to the grave eventually, didn't he? He returned to the grave. But the only begotten Son of God, this Son, has risen as both eschatological husband and son, never to die again. He was no mere instrument of God. He was, he is God in the flesh, come for the sake of all flesh. How blessed, therefore, are we. For that which was concealed from them has been revealed to us. The Virgin's Son, the Son of the Most High, in accordance with the Scriptures, has suffered and died, but has not stayed dead. And when he rose from the dead, he rose never to die again. We had held him to be a prophet mighty in word and deed before God and all the people, declare the two on the way to Emmaus. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel, they say, but apparently he was not, they conclude. For now, at least from their perspective, Jesus is dead and gone. O foolish men, declares the resurrected Christ. Foolish men, slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? So beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interprets to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. And when he is at table with them, those two, he takes the bread and he blesses it and breaks and gives it to them. Then, the text declares, then their eyes were opened. Then they finally knew him. For of these very same things are all given to see. Of these very same things are all given to know what first was unknown. A great prophet, indeed the greatest of all the prophets, has risen. God has indeed visited his people. In the opening up of the Scriptures and in the breaking of the bread, may he continue to visit them still. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.